Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks at the state of our state coffers. Reporter Kevin Dayton on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You know, we know that the budget's going to be a big concern with this economic crisis. What's the skinny?
Huge concern. Basically, the new news is that the State Council on Revenues met yesterday and made some important revisions to their projection for the coming, basically the important part is for the coming 3 years, this year and for the coming 2 years. The council, just by way of background, the council is a body of seven economists or accountants, people basically with an expertise in taxes. And their task is to project in the years ahead what the tax collections are going to be. And it's very, very, its predictions are very, very closely watched at the legislature and by the administration because it forms essentially the foundation of the state budget. You got to know how much money you're going to bring in to know how much you can spend, and it sort of underpins everything that happens for the rest of the session. So what, in September, the council, which was, of course, a very frightening time with the pandemic, the council made a projection that the state tax collections for this current fiscal year that began July 1st we're going to drop by 11%, which is, I don't know that it's unprecedented, but that's an extraordinary decline in tax collections. And, you know, everybody statewide is going to feel it because services are going to have to be cut. You know, as you know, there is this talk of furloughs, layoffs of state employees, all of that. That all ties in with this prediction that tax collections are going to drop by 11% because of the shutdown of tourism. Yesterday, what the council did was looked at that projection and said, well, we were too pessimistic. So we're going to revise that, and we'll say that the decline in tax collections is going to be just negative 6.5%. Did I say just? I'll put that in quotes because that's still a lot. That's a very steep decline in tax collections. But when you go from negative 11 to negative 6.5, that's a savings. That means that the state, essentially, for the current fiscal year, the next 6 months, has about $300 million more to work with than they thought they had, because that's money that's going to be coming in that they thought would not. So that's a really important statement about this current fiscal year.
Well, I'm sure that the money chairs hope that this forecast is right, because, I mean, they're the ones that have to, you know, you're going to be charged with crunching the numbers.
Yeah, they're going to have a brutal year this year. And the reaction from House Finance Chair Sylvia Luke was, gee, that helps, but that's not going to solve the entire problem because, you know, in the years going ahead, you know, we'll still be trying to play catch up. It'll take us some time to get back to, I believe it was fiscal year 19, we had tax collections of about $7 billion for the state general treasury. We won't be back to that level for at least a couple of years yet. And people will feel that, as I mentioned earlier, yeah. Now, looking ahead to the next 2 years, the council also made an important decision about that period. Governor Ige, right now, these predictions of budget cuts and such apply to basically the two-year cycle that begins this coming July 1st. And what the council decided was they had predicted that the economy was going to bounce back sharply in the year that begins July 1st. The tax collections would be up by 8.5%. They modified that prediction yesterday to say, well, tax collections are really only going to bounce by about 6% for the coming year, for the next year, and then another 6% for the following year. If you take all that as a package and put it all together for the next 2 years, that means the legislature now has, based on yesterday's decision, now has about $650 million more to work with than they thought they were going to have. So if you combine the $300 million for this year and the $650 million for the next 2 years, that was a billion-dollar bump that basically the Council on Revenues gave to the state as you sort of look at what the tax collections are likely to be. That really helps. That makes a big difference in their deliberations this year.
Well, you know, I know that there's just a lot of hope that these, you know, projections are right, but, you know, we've got to be cautious. But you still have to have a plan just in case that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, as the council has said repeatedly, it's very, very difficult to project what's going to happen next. I mean, if you think about the variables for a minute, you know, how much depends on how fast and efficient the vaccine rollout is, how much depends on how people feel in the state of California when they're finally in a position to travel. Carl Bonham, a very well-known state economist over at the UH, was pointing out yesterday, that because so many of us have been sort of shut down and shut in, the savings rates have gone up for a significant portion of the population, which means there might be some pent-up demand and some pent-up savings, some savings that have built up, and people be ready to blow some money when they finally are free to travel and aren't frightened. That would bode very well for Hawaii if that happens and if that translates into more visitors to the state.
Right. Well, we'll just have to see what happens. I know the calendar for the legislative session just got posted, so, you know, be interesting to see how that plays out. It's a little bit shortened, I think, than what they normally go through at the beginning of May. And I was hearing talk that they might try and limit the number of bills, but I don't know what's come out in the end here. So lots to watch.
Lots to watch this year. It's going to be a fascinating year, but it's going to be all about the money. It really is.
All right. Okay, thanks so much, Kev.
Thank you so much. Take care.
That was reporter Kevin Dayton with today's Reality Check. To read his story, visit civilbeat.org.